This is Hard Feelings, a podcast for people who take things to heart with Kevin Ryan and H. Foley.
Hey, everybody out there, and welcome back to the motherfucking hard motherfucking feelings podcast, everybody. This is the new bonus episode. I am your host, H. Foley. Sitting alongside of me is my good pal, the bride-to-be, okay? The big headliner, the mover, the shaker, the candlestick maker, Kippy, Kevin James Ryan, everybody.
Hey, happy to be here. Thanks for having me, H. Foley. I really appreciate it.
No problem.
I didn't know you were
pal.
Still doing comedy. I thought you were. I didn't know you were still in the biz.
Good to see you here in the latitude with the attitude.
Good to see you're still out here working. You know, fighting a good fight, huh?
The car that comedy
get there
pays
one day,
for.
You know, sometimes
the Jeep 2019.
Your mom's name's comedy.
I pay the fucking lease.
Oh man, you're so defensive that it proves that it's not.
That's how, what's not.
That you don't pay it with comedy. That's how
I pay it with comedy.
If you were secure in your fucking, if you were confident that you paid it with comedy, you would just laugh and riff that off. But you go, yeah, oh man, yeah.
Everybody's gotta be taking shots at Uncle Hank.
You know, yeah.
See how it is. Anyway, gang, this is a bonus episode. We're back. We're on track.
We're off the Jets.
Kippy's off the junk. We got him fucking cleaned up out there. Got him in the nice fucking community college program.
What?
Dried him out a little bit. You know what I mean?
What are you even talking about?
Uncle Hank's out from under the bridge, baby. All right?
We're off. Sometimes I feel like I don't have a partner.
We're off the ice, baby. We're off the ice.
Gotta get him off the ice, bro.
By the way, did you see the picture of the little chubby kid that was in Mighty Ducks?
Yeah, that's been a while. That's been happening in the past like 5 years. Goldberg.
Man.
That's been happening the past couple of years.
That
He looks 75 years old.
It's crazy.
He looks like a bad 75, too. That's the mess.
He's
ice.
2 years younger than me. He's 41 years
old.
Yeah,
Goldberg.
If you're
not familiar, the actor from Mighty Ducks, he was the big fat Jewish goalie, Goldberg, and he likes the crack pipe, the little fucking little toot toot off the meth hits.
The meth.
Yeah.
I don't get.
And he gets
the
caught
meth.
Breaking into. He was a really good child actor, like funny, like he was in. He had a little bit of run, but. You know.
And then as he got older, there's some pictures of him. He looks pretty good. You know, he lost a lot of weight.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, that's when he was probably partying and it was fun because it's all funny.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, you're missing front teeth.
It's fun till it's not fun, you know?
Yeah, but I don't get that ice. I don't. I think I tried it once or twice, and I don't think it even did anything to me. I was probably all yacked up at the time.
Yeah, you were probably fucking, you know.
I was on the real stuff.
If you're already on Jupiter, you can't get to Mars. You know what I mean?
That's not bad. I'm going to rework that. It's not a bad piece of business.
Oh, man. So at the end of last episode, right? Because we'll do this. We'll release this today, and then this one will come out tomorrow. We'll release the episode
What you
today.
Should do is get on track. Release the fucking... release.
Don't
the,
tell
the,
me what to do.
I'm just
How
suggesting.
But we're already behind.
Put the full episode out today, and then just put the bonus on...
Hey,
I
guy.
The bonuses were Mondays.
Hey, guy. So easy to sit there and criticize. You're Monday morning quarterback.
I got the Apple. You know,
I
have a fucking laptop.
Oh, quit bragging. Do you really fucking penny packer over here?
I have an Apple laptop that we should be utilizing that I can use.
I don't need to utilize your Apple MacBook. I have a computer. I have three computers in my house.
PC.
And two iPads.
Ooh.
I got a Mac and two PCs and then two iPads. Plus two iPhones. And a Bose sound system.
And a NutriBullet.
Oh, yeah. My girl just got a juicer. So we have a NutriBullet.
And a huge back rubber that I've never seen my girlfriend use. But go ahead.
Back rubber.
Back massager. You know that thing that looks like a big microphone? All the girls are fucking...
Yeah, it's the closer. What are you talking about?
That's Uncle Hank's bit.
I know. You stink.
Thinking about bringing it back.
You
mentioned two bits that I wouldn't mind fucking putting back in the rotation.
Dude, I mean... Some of your bits. It's so funny, too. Now that we're talking about your bits, I have a... And it's not a... I don't know if you do it to be funny or if you're doing it seriously, but you have, like, I know the big discussion. Everybody's sad. Nobody wants to say it, but everybody knows what it is. Are you saying that sincerely, or is that supposed to be funny?
I'm sick of the whole debate about weight. You know, I know everybody can't say, okay, that's what you're talking, that's what you're
like,
referring
like
to.
Like this, oh, we man, always try to make pushed and pulled and turning.
We always try to make excuses like, oh, it's not your fault, it's your genetics, it's your DNA, it's your family history. I'm here to tell you that's all bullshit.
I mean, I don't know, but like, you, there's more of a buildup of like, I know you guys are thinking it, you're sitting there and I'm thinking it, nobody can say it. What's the difference between fat guys and skinny people? It's like, so like, this big buildup that you're going to be like, we need to overthrow the government or something. And you're like, it's like, it just seems like a very, I thought it was a joke when I first heard it. It's a very serious buildup to fat people do this, skinny people do this bit. That's just, it was just funny.
Well,
I wasn't
that's
sure.
That's a part of my job is there's got to be a little smoke and mirrors, a little presentation to it. You know, what's anybody else talking about? Because I thought about that.
See, now you're taking the defense. You didn't even answer the question.
I thought about that. Well, what the fuck's anybody else yapping about? What are these fucking networks fucking putting on the air? That's literally what I fucking hear when I turn on fucking these networks. So,
do you? Johnny
like,
Comedy all of a sudden?
It's like, what else is anybody talking about? I'm being me.
I'm not telling you to not be you. I'm asking just one, the vehicle into that bit.
I'm doing it as a build-up, yes, to try to build tension.
Okay, but do you expect a release when it's a silly topic?
I usually get a release because the 200 when people that are in the room start dying laughing.
The difference between fat people and skinny people, does that get a release?
No, that's not a punchline.
I'm saying the way I see you do it, it's this big, deep buildup. Like you're going to say something profound, this big issue.
No, then maybe you missed. I open up the first part of the joke and I say, and I'll say this. I forget.
And you start snoring.
I'm sick of the whole debate about weight. See, I say that. I let them know the whole debate about weight. I'm sick of the whole debate about weight. Just the whole difference between fat people and skinny people. And we always try to make such a big deal about it. Like, oh, it's not your fault. And we make
no,
excuses.
But I think it's before that. I could be wrong.
It's not. That's it.
Okay. Yeah, then I'm wrong.
I say weight before. I understand what you're saying. Yeah. I don't come across like I'm just going to start talking about world politics and then talk about, you know, graham crackers.
I think you do, though. But that's just who am I? You know what I mean? I'm just an outsider.
Maybe there was once where I said it like that, but I usually say I'm sick of the whole debate about it.
The whole debate. Listen,
about
I'm so sick of this conversation. Can we move on?
I'm running this fucking shit.
I got a couple of things that you're going to like to throw my face in. Now, do you want the juice or not?
We're going to get into them, but like, let's ease into this.
I got some juice.
Number one, all right?
Graham crackers. All right, listen. So, we were talking about what I'm expecting cash-wise from my family.
Yeah, and you tried to play it cool like you don't have numbers in your head.
And I'm going
to
tell you why. Because the other day, now you know I got a vehicle, right? I got a car.
You got a whip.
I got a whip. I got some wheels. I got a rig. I got a ride.
Just got a new ticket.
I probably got one too. I left it there yesterday.
Yeah. When I'm clean, I feel
you
like
roll the dice.
I'll take it.
I'll take it.
Oh,
it.
I didn't tell you this.
Hold on. I got a juice. I got juice.
This is an appetizer. Oh, yeah. Three times.
It's no calamari out there.
Three times over the last week. Cause I've been clean since when I got that
you
gift
haven't
card.
Been clean since college. Oh, quit bragging. If that's a moment in your life before gift card and after gift card.
When I got that Amex gift card, the first thing I did was fucking get the Latitude fucking undirty. All right, I paid off all the tickets, 200 tickets, no big deal. So I'm clean.
Yeah, with the gift on a
so
gift card.
So now I'm sitting pretty. With things, so if maybe one day I don't feel like getting up and moving it, fuck it.
Because your day's so fucking so jam-packed to begin with.
I'll take the ticket, okay?
Dude, if you're sitting on the couch and you don't move the car.
It's 8:30 in the morning, I'm sleeping. So I did that three times.
Got nothing else going on.
The one time I woke up.
We get it. Every story of yours is parking or at a gas station or on stage at New York Comedy Club. We've heard it, okay?
I got a couple other shows. And you say that like it's a bad thing.
Yeah, well, I'm saying for the past 6 months, everything is the parking spot, the guy at the gas station, New York Comedy Club. You got to get out more a little bit. I think it'll help your psyche as well.
People like me. My family likes me.
It's Matt Ruby. you know I got a car, right? We established that.
Third time, Pinhead. Yeah, I know you got a car.
And it makes a little bit of noise when you press on the brakes.
Does it?
So the other day, listen to this. I'm driving. There I am. Moving my car. And what happens? But I press the brakes. I'm going down a hill.
Ooh.
And nothing happens. To the floor it went. To the floor. Now. And so when I had parked it, it got a little squirrely when I was backing into the spot. And I'm like, ah, maybe I was on the curb. I don't know. I just like... Well, at the same time, I hit it into neutral when I was backing
up.
Is
the other Kevin Ryan on Facebook cutting your brakes? What's going on?
So when I was in, I was backing up, and I hit it into neutral, like by like when I was like moving my hand. So it kind of like did that weird coast thing. I thought it was the brakes, neutral. I wasn't sure. So I go, oh, let me see. So I'm like, something might be weird with the brakes, but let me see. So I'm going down a hill, like in my neighborhood, and I fucking, dude, to the floor. And like nothing. It's like, it's... Not nothing, but not a lot. Like
panic.
Oh, it's panic, dude. It's fucking. Woo! Ahooga! Get the fuck out of the way,
mommy!
I'm screaming.
What's the emergency brake situation?
I got the
there?
Pedal. So, but I know something's up, so I'm ready. But I've never had to hit the e-brake, so I fucking crunched down on that thing.
What's that?
And the brake. I was like, I got the brake. I'm working like three sticks over here.
I've never had.
I'm like driving a locomotive.
I've never had the slam
on the e-brake.
Yeah.
Either have I. So I did it. And it tightens you up. It's like a it's like a cable. It's like a manual. There's no like, there's no fluid in it. You know what I mean? There's no pressure. It's like a bike brake. The
it
second
you
hit it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it stopped me. So now I stop. I throw it in park. I'm like,
did you do an ollie?
An endo. An endo's when the back goes up. So I throw. I hit the. I'm smashing the brake. I hit the e-brake.
Well, you just hit it once. You don't hit it multiple times.
I smash it. Yeah. So I'm fucking double clutching this thing. You know what
okay.
I mean? So I come to a fucking stop, and I panic. I throw it in park. I go, I ain't moving this fucking thing at all. Hit the hazzies. It's pouring rain. So it's like when the windows are fogging up, and it's like,
man. All right.
So now, so I kind of knew something was up, so I talked to my boy. I talked to my boy, Googe, because now I need an honest mechanic in New York. I don't know nobody.
I know a guy.
So I know, so but my buddy, you know, shout out to Googe in the neighborhood.
Sure.
Dominican gentleman.
Sure.
He knows, you know,
sure.
If El Blanco Gordo goes in, it's like the avocados. They're going to rip me off
yes.
again. So I say, hey, you know anybody? He goes, I know an honest guy. He owes me a favor, two or three, you know? We'll talk to him. So now I go, I need a tow, man. I'm like, I'm not risking fucking driving this. I don't got no brakes.
Yeah, true.
You know? And I'm like, I only got to get towed fucking 15 blocks or whatever.
Still, that's...
I'm not risking, dude. I'm like literally going downhill, fucking panic, brakes out, no dice. So I go, it's just money. What are you going to do, you know? That okay. I don't have, by the way. So, so now I say, hey, call your boy. I got to get towed. This is where I'm at. So then, whatever. Phone calls. Now the guy calls me, right?
Okay.
Or I call the guy, Roberto. I'm on the phone with Roberto at the thing. I say, hey, I need a tow. They say, call your insurance. A lot of times you get like one or two a year from like your roadside, like your package. So I go, all right.
Gotcha.
So now I track down my number. I try to log in. It's a thing. 15, 20 minutes goes by. I finally get a hold of Geico, those fucking motherless fucks. Hey, do you need a tow? Yeah, I need a tow. Where are you at? I'm right here. Okay, blah, 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 blah. Oh, looks like you don't have the roadside assistance package. This is all you fucks. 20, 30 minutes goes by. Finally, I get a guy.
How much that costs?
So now Roberto goes, I'll send you my guy. So he sends me a guy. Says 35 minutes. About 40 minutes goes by. Not too bad.
You're sitting in the middle of the street?
I'm double parked in my neighborhood.
Okay.
But the guy behind me has left. So now, looks like I'm about to start backing into a spot. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And people are honking. Are you using this? I'm like, I'm stalled. I can't do nothing. They're like, you know.
Gotta put the hood
up. It's just like a scene. Like, everybody's, are you taking this spot? What's
going
on?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Which I don't like doing. It gets me all fucking wiry and tense. I don't like it.
Yeah.
So, so then the guy comes. He goes, what's wrong? I said, brakes. Be careful. Now I'm going down a hill. This guy comes in. People are beeping. It's a whole fucking rigmarole. So we get it on the car. He takes it. So do I need to come with you? And the last thing I want to do is get in the fucking...
Yeah, you got to. You got to ride bitch.
No, Roberto goes, I got your number. I'll call you when I'll take a look at it. No need to come with him. He goes, the tow truck, I'll bill you for the tow, everything, you know. I'll call you. I got your number. I said, all right. He calls me.
He's got your car.
He's got my car.
He ain't worried about it.
No. Yeah. Yeah, he's got the fucking car.
Go ahead.
You know. And also, if he took the car, I'd get a fucking check. Like, I mean, if it ended up under the GWB burnout or something, I'd end up getting a fucking cashish. You know what I mean, Daddy-O?
It's not bad.
So now I get home. It's pouring, dude. I'm fucking soaked. It's just like, you know, it's just a shit. Your feet are wet, you know that, with like the wet socks and everything. He calls me, and 40 minutes after I leave my car, right, after they pick it up. Hey, you need this, $1,000. $900 for him.
What was it?
Plus the tow for 80 clams.
What was it? What was the...
I needed new brakes, new rotors, and new calipers or something.
So the guy who did the car before was full of shit with the bus.
I guess, yeah. But he told my stepdad that too. So I don't know. So now I'm like, now I need a fucking jihad that I ain't got. I need a fucking stack of... I need a stick.
Isn't that... Well, what's the car worth at this point? Is it worth putting $1,000 into it?
Yeah, because, I mean, the investment of getting another car, like, I need a car at this point, you know?
Okay. What year is that?
I don't know. So now I text my angel investor, you know what I mean?
The same one that I know.
Yeah, the same one everybody knows.
Okay.
And I say, hey, Toots, you got me driving around the damaged goods over here. I almost went into the East River. This fucking broad's got me fucking... I'm like, is this an inside job? What's going... Are you trying to take me out?
You spun it like that.
No. I'm just saying...
That's what I would have done.
Of course, because you're a fucking piece of tree.
Hold on. You ready? You want to hear that conversation? Hey, listen.
Can I talk to you for a second?
Didn't the guy who inspected the car say that it was just rust on the back tire?
Am I crazy? Did he say that?
I almost got fucking killed. The fucking brakes gave out. Yeah. And it's $1,500.
Plus tax and tip. Gratuity. It's New York. They do it different.
I get a five for scare fee. Okay.
So then I said, yo, woo-hoo, what am I going to do? It's a fucking jihad. This Roberto's got me over the coals here. You know what I mean?
Man. Jesus. What's this? A Tuesday?
No, this is a Saturday.
A Saturday morning, she gets that call.
Oh.
My 34-year-old son.
33.
Whatever. That's an expensive fucking breakfast, wherever she was. What this gonna cost her?
Yeah, so I go. So then the guy goes, you want me to do it? And English ain't his first language, and Spanish ain't my second, you know what I mean? So it's a little, he goes, 900, you want me to do it? I said, whoa, I'm about to get back. I'm going to have to get back to you, pal. He goes, you do the work. I said, no, whoa, no worko. L-O, no worko. Hold on.
Uno momento, señor, por favor. Gracias.
Then I call that bird. I text her. I go, yo, this is going to be a fucking jihad right here. What are we going to do? Because I ain't got it.
What are we
going to
do?
I ain't calling you to brainstorm, Toots. Give me the numbers.
Like I'm calling a spitball.
Is how is it like what your mom said? What are we going to do? What are we going to do?
We're doing it.
This is it, you dumb broad. Get the checkbook out. What's the routing number on Navy Federal? Let's go. Make good with this grade.
I don't know. I was thinking about maybe. What do you fucking think we're doing?
you're the air support, dumb broad. Let's go. Drop a couple of fucking commas over
here.
Yeah,
geez. I don't know. It's tough. Maybe if we wait 6 weeks, I could possibly. Get any fucking number and quit screwing around. What are you gonna do? Well, I guess if I go on a payment plan, I could maybe see.
If I put down a deposit, give me the fucking
cash.
Yeah,
if I put down a deposit, give me fucking Dad's wallet and shut up.
Give me some fucking crimpets too, you dumb bitch. Man.
Oh, I'm glad you brought that up. Shit, maybe. I guess.
Maybe if I work a couple of, give me the fucking money. Maybe if I do the pie, if I buy the parts out of scrap, give me the fucking cash.
Oh, yeah, it's a good idea. I could go to a junkyard. And we do it on a Saturday. We go together. We'll get a coffee. It'll be like a kind of, give me the fucking goddamn.
Yeah.
The fuck you think we're going to do?
So she goes, all right, you know, what are we going to do? I mean, I ain't got fucking bread. What are you going to, it's not like the radio's not working. I ain't got fucking, I ain't got brakes.
Yo, the Sirius is out.
It's not like the FM's a little static and the antenna's on the fritz. Yo. I ain't got no fucking brakes.
Yo, peace. What's up with this fucking preview shit on Sirius? I'm looking for
the subscription, you dumb broad. Let's go.
I'm over here listening to FM like a fucking jungle.
I'm fucking tanking up here. Meanwhile, I think my fucking...
trying to get my raw dog on, dude. Let's go.
I think my stepdad cut the brakes on me.
I'm missing Stern, you fucking dumb broad.
Something's fucking happening. I don't know if they're trying to cut me out of some sort of will or inheritance. But someone's playing dirty on the inside, and Kippy almost went night-night.
Yikes.
Kippy almost took a dirt nap. Fucking Jesus Christ. So I go, all right, let's do it. Run it and gun it. You know what I mean? Let's go.
Did you spin it so it makes it seem like it's her idea?
What?
All right, yeah, I guess we could do that.
No, I was also just being frank about it. My girl's like, I'll give you the cash. I'm like, I know. I'm like, oh, I ain't giving it to myself. Someone's got to give me the cash. I don't care if it's you, my mom, or the fucking one of the man next door. Someone's giving me the cash.
Wait, I'm going on Shark Tank tonight? Let's go. Give me the fucking money. I was going to either ask you two or Mark Cuban. Fucking.
That's a bit. What do you think I'm going on? Shows it? I was either going to ask you two or Mark Cuban. What about Draymond Green? Like, give me the fucking money!
Going on Shark Tank.
So I'm fucking... So I call Roberto. I said, run it and gun it, Daddy-O. Full steam ahead. Let's go. Give me the shiny stuff.
Hey, Kippy, what you must say? She's okay?
Yeah. So he goes, I'll call you in an hour. All done. This Roberto moves quick. Dude, he showed me. He goes, and honestly, I've never had a mechanic be as thorough. He was like, look at this. He got the, because it was like dusk at this point.
Did he show you the parts that he took off?
Yes. 100. He goes, these are all the parts. And, dude, they were like rotted, rusted. It looked like a fucking sailor's mouth. This shit was like a pirate's mouth. This shit was tough looking. So he, dude, this fucking, Jesus Christ, I killed Foley. Oh, man, I felt that one in my lungs.
Gentlemen,
so,
pardon me.
So he goes, look, this is what I took off. And he goes, this is what. And he goes, we walk around to each wheel, all four wheels. This is what I replaced. This is what I replaced. And I go, yeah, yeah.
Oh, you need all four wheels?
Yeah. So then we get to the other side. And I go, yeah, I got you. He goes, no, look. He goes, look. Like, look. He goes, put your eyes on it. And I go, all right, great. Like, I've never
Share
had some.
Show your fucking mouth, okay?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Put your eyes on it, yeah. Right? It's too much blah, blah, blah. Not enough look. Okay?
So I go, yeah, yeah, all set. So we run that fucking, yeah. One jihad came out to like fucking 1066 42.
But now.
Now? Oh, I'm screaming memes.
You're racing a Thunder Road. This guy's got a fucking fresh coat.
Yeah.
Fucking hit Mako. You're good.
I know, buddy. I know. I feel. First time my car's been like together in fucking, you know, probably 7 years.
Really?
Yeah, well, I had a shifter issue for a long time, and
the shifter issue.
Yeah, well, they replaced the guy who was supposed to do the brakes. Did the shifter? And that's,
I would call that fucking guy.
Well, like also, like I wanted to be like, you got me driving around. I'm like, the brakes went.
Could have killed me.
This isn't like I popped a tire or like the fucking brakes went.
Jesus. Who is this jerk? Is this what, some small town yokel?
Yeah, he's like a friend of the family type thing, you know. And
he's an idiot or isn't what he's doing. Or, get this, the stepdad said, hey, let's keep this low. He didn't want to go to the stepdad with bad news. And what the fuck does the stepdad give a shit if you fucking take a header off the fucking
15? I know, it's one less
break.
Fucking chubby mouth he's got to feed.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, he'll comfort her fucking, you know, tough break, he was a good kid, whatever. He don't give a shit. He wants you out of the picture.
I know. So, nah.
This is fucking Falcon Crest over here. Deep cut.
So, yeah. But I got the fucking wheels. I'm moving, baby. Woo-woo.
So the car's not going to make that when you hit the brakes?
It sounded like a 747 landing.
And you go, I'm telling you, it's just a little rust on there.
Well, that's what they told me. And I Googled it.
But why didn't you trust your friend to be like, Kevin, that's not rust?
Well, because you don't know anything about cars. I trust a mechanic.
I know when a crunching noise
is. I trusted a mechanic.
All right, you got in bed with the wrong people.
I'm not saying I'm right. I'm saying, but if you going, hey, that doesn't sound right, or a mechanic going, yeah, that's what it's, that's, you got to do it. I go, okay, that's what I got to do.
That's what you got to do.
You know what I mean? Like, what, I mean, if a doctor was like, you're fine, and you were like, I don't know, that cough doesn't sound good. I'm still going, well, the doctor said I was fine.